Journey to Earth explores health, wellness, and the best ways to increase longevity through uncharted expeditions and adventures. My name's Mark DeLuca. I'm an explorer, researcher, and humbled to be called a technology leader. Here is the Journey to Earth podcast. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Today's episode titled Wood Wide Web, we are researching quantum entanglement. This is a very fascinating episode, and I really believe all of our listeners will enjoy this. As a reminder, next week we begin a research project where we are going to explore uncharted caves in search of adventure, life-saving microbes, and ancient archaeology civilizations. That episode should be available sometime in April. If you have any experience with that topic whatsoever, feel free to reach out to us. Our contact information is in today's show notes. We would love to maybe have you on the episode to discuss the exciting topic. So roughly 8 months ago, I came across research that fascinated me. The research talked about another world hidden below our feet, a subterranean network that allows for trees to communicate to one another across great distances. Could better understanding this world of quantum mechanics and entanglement help us to understand some of the world's greatest mysteries? To better understand, I set out on an expedition into the wilderness. The research will be published right here on this podcast, as well as on other various professional content platforms. This is part of our Journey to Earth research project. As always, if we cannot figure out some of the world's greatest mysteries, my hope is that future generations will continue to build upon this research. There are over 100 billion galaxies, 100 billion stars in our own, one planet with 7.7 billion people, 1 million mountains, 4 billion remaining hectares of forests, and over 3 trillion trees. My question is simple. Can trees talk to one another? If yes, how do they do it? This is really important to understanding because the principles can be applied to many other areas of study. An example is if we can apply the same logic to identify if planets or galaxies have similar communication networks that we do not know about. I became really excited thinking about this research trip. As I have talked many times, simply spending time in the wilderness has immense health value. Various research has even attributed spending time in the wilderness to having the same effects as meditation. With this expedition, we will hike, climb, and ride deep into the forest. I want to really find the best in uncharted and unexplored areas for where we are. To do that, I will take a mountain bike with me and ride through some of the best primitive mountainous single track trails that I have seen so far. I'll share some of the exploring that it took to get into the forest later on. First, I would like to fast forward and discuss some of the main research topics. Excuse me here, I'm going to get a drink of coffee. All right, let's keep going. So, can trees communicate with one another? The answer is yes. We know that trees can communicate with one another by releasing pheromones that are used as scent signals. What happens underground is the important part of our research. When a seed is planted in the ground, it's activated when water connects with it. Roots then begin to reach underground searching for water. In some cases, the roots can reach a length of over 400 feet long. These roots become connected to an extensive fungal network. It's actually at this microscopic level that this connection takes place. If you have ever dug into the ground near trees and discovered tiny white roots, this is exactly the fungal network that I'm talking about. What's fascinating is that by applying a tracing agent, you can follow this extensive interconnected network. Through research, it's been discovered that this network is primarily used to share nutrients and water. It's through the fungal network that the trees are able to communicate to one another, letting others know about drought, attacks by insects, and diseases. Now, I really want you to think about what I explain next. Is it possible that this same principle is happening in our universe? If yes, this likely will allow for us to communicate with other planets and galaxies. Imagine it like this. Earth, like the many trees found in our forests, is one planet out of millions. At the quantum level, there are roots and networks that exist. Could part of this explain dark matter? It is important that we study the particles found in space and identify if we can relate all of this together. As we progress forward, we will continue to study the World Wide Web and how it relates to the world around us. Many of the best places to explore are found well off the beaten path. Navigating to these locations is a treasure by itself. This trip is unique because it's the first time that I am bringing a mountain bike as part of my gear. It serves as a great transportation source as I navigate through the early forest trails. It becomes somewhat of a challenge when climbing high elevation. This particular route gets spicy in certain sections as you only have a few inches that separate you from a very dangerous fall. Adding in the bike weight certainly adds another challenge to this. Once I make it to the research base camp, I enjoy a much needed rest. After completing research, I enjoy the scenery that the forest has to offer. Something catches my eye and I feel the urgency to capture the moment. Looking at a blade of grass on the mountainside, I find a single drop of water that is resting perfectly on the piece of grass. The water acts as a magnifying glass, zooming in on the environment behind it. This moment reminds me how important it is to enjoy the small things. The thought that there are over 100 billion galaxies, 100 billion stars in our own, one planet with 7.7 billion people, 1 million mountains, and here we are on a single mountain focused on a single blade of grass that showcases a single drop of water. How incredible. The art piece that I created to capture this very special moment is found on our website. The link to that can be found in today's show notes. Be sure to check that out. Okay, so I hope everybody enjoyed that episode. My goal was to keep today's episode as short as possible, so that way it's an easy listening during a break that you may have throughout your day or during a commute. We have been doing a lot of research, especially research that really focuses on what is happening within a quantum state or subatomic level. And we're going to share a lot of this research that will be available very soon. We're also incredibly close to implementing the final stages of our quantum life analyzer that will basically look at the subatomic or quantum state or realm, whatever we want to call it, and how we're going to manipulate this, engaging and interacting with molecules and atoms to see if and what type of response that we will get. Definitely looking forward to this, and it's absolutely something that you're not going to want to miss. Again, we'll take a deep dive into this, try to simplify the entire process as much as possible. Again, this upcoming week, we will be traveling out on a very fascinating expedition where we are going to do some cave exploring. Our goal is really two parts. The first is we want to try to reach and get into these uncharted caves where we'll have the best possibility in locating new microbes that could be used in medicine to save lives and possibly even change the world. The idea behind that is if we have microbes or extremophiles that are able to sustain or live in these very hostile environments, what else can they do, right? So we've already seen the potential when certain microbes and bacteria is introduced and used in medicine, very positive results can come out of that. The second interesting aspect that I'm curious to take a look at is if we look at the past, we can often see that history has been overwritten on several different occasions upon new information being discovered. My question is, can we explore these uncharted caves and possibly find artifacts that belong to ancient civilizations? I know I try to say this on almost every episode, but if you have a story, if you have an incident that you have gone through and you think that it can help with our research or maybe even help others out that are listening around the world, please reach out to us. Here recently, we have received some really great feedback where our listeners are reaching out saying, hey, I have a incident that I would really like to share. And we're going to have some of those episodes that will be available here very soon that will introduce new pieces to this very interesting and elaborate puzzle that we're trying to solve. The contact information is in today's show notes. I want to thank all of our listeners for everything. Thank you for listening and supporting our research. Until the next episode, take care, everybody. Stay safe.